Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwanda Viala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that.
So this week I put out a question on education. I've got loads of questions here for us to answer, guys. Let's have a look.
I like this one. So it's anonymous. I didn't go to university and I find myself very successful. Do you think I should encourage my child to go?
Do you encourage your child to go to university?
I have to say no, because I didn't go to university and I'm good.
But would you want them to go, though?
Do you know what? My parents didn't go to university and they still pushed me so hard to go to university and they didn't go. But I feel like sometimes when you don't go to university, it makes you want to push your kids even more to go to university, which I think is not the right thing to do.
Yeah. I think it depends on what you want to do, what the child wants to do career-wise. If they've got a path, if they don't have a path, if they don't, then it's not necessary.
But if they came to you and they were like, right, I don't know if I should go. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. Obviously, you didn't go and you did really well for yourself. What advice did you give them then?
I would definitely look at what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So if they say, oh, look, I want to be a doctor. Well, you have to go to university. Yeah. So it really depends on what they want to do. They don't have to go to be successful. But then in some things that you want to do,
yeah, some careers
it's necessary.
But what if they were like, right, I want to be a doctor, but I also have this business plan and I want to be a creative. And I have these two options. Like, I do love medicine, but, you know, I want to do social media or I want to go into this. Then what would you say?
I'd say go. Because if you want to be a doctor, like, for example, I went to university. I didn't really want to know if I wanted to be a pharmacist or not. And I had so many other things I wanted to do, like, for example, what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But I got my master's and I got my university out the way. And now I can concentrate on my other things I want to do as well.
But you've always got backup to fall back on as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Yeah. So if someone wants to do two things, it's always good to do that one. Go to university, get your degree as well, and then do everything else you want to do as well. At the same time,
I would 100% encourage. Maybe it's because I went to
university
and obviously encourage. It was like drilled. I think it's just African parents, really.
Oh,
it's like drilled into it.
And like go to university. I had no choice.
Literally.
I'm either a pharmacist, dentist, doctor, or lawyer. I had no choice. I come back one day, mom, I want to be a hairdresser. She's like,
excuse me?
Yeah.
It's not an option.
But do you know what? Like, even though they did all that, I kind of appreciate it in a way now, because I'm like, you know what, I'm glad I got... It's weird. I appreciate it, but at the same time, I'm like, but if I didn't do it, what would I have been now? Maybe I would have been on Love Island like 4 years ago. But then I wouldn't have met you guys.
No, my parents were never that pushy, but I think it's because I always had a business head on it. I was always thinking about what I could do, like what business I could open. Like, I had that kind of head on my shoulders already.
Yeah.
So I think, nah, she's good. Like, she's going to sort
herself
out. But
that's the thing, because you don't need university to be so successful. Look, you're so successful now and you didn't go to university. I know so many people that didn't go and they're so successful. Like, it just depends on your
individual
child.
Yeah,
and what they're like. Are they a business-minded? Do they have other plans? You know,
yeah, so I couldn't see myself not going to university. Even though I was so young, it wasn't like a choice.
How old were you?
16. It was mad. I was 15.
Preparing. I was 18.
No, I was 16.
When she went to uni.
I was 15
crazy.
Preparing, like looking at my application,
seriously.
Thinking,
madness.
What am I going to do? I couldn't imagine not going. I almost cried when I heard I might be too young to get in. I literally didn't
Why?
Know what to do. I don't know, because that's just the way I am.
I hated uni the whole way through. I couldn't wait to get out of it. I hated
really?
It.
Really? I loved it.
I was forced into it. But, like, I'm glad I kind of did it. But I still wonder sometimes if I didn't go, what I would have done.
Yeah.
That's probably why my mum wanted me to go uni.
I feel like, because not everyone can be a creative, but not many people can make money from being a creative.
Yeah.
That's the problem. that's actually the issue. That's where you kind of have to sit down.
I love money. Apply to me, so I can't relate.
I love money, yeah, but does money make you happy though?
No.
Because like, I guess, like you're a graduate and you make more money, but if you're doing something that you absolutely hate all day, every day because you went to uni and you studied it.
But some people go to uni and they study something that they absolutely love and have great lives.
Yeah, that's
and can't see themselves doing anything else.
Do you know how many friends I have that have gone to university and they're now doing something completely off topic of their
Is it because they don't like what they've studied or they can't find a job?
Can't find a job.
Because you need experience and blah, blah, blah.
That is one thing I'll be telling my child, right? If you're picking a degree, make sure you pick a degree where you absolutely love it and you're going to work so hard afterwards to do a job in it and you're not going to stop until you get that job. Or you make sure you pick a degree where there's going to be jobs like pharmacy. You're always going to have a job or something like that. Or don't do it because otherwise there's no point of doing a degree where the likelihood of you getting a job is...
But you know the problem? Some people choose, like, so for example, when I was in uni, there were some people studying pharmaceutical science and was like, I want to be a pharmacist. Or some people studying criminology and saying, oh, I want to be like a forensic scientist. And I feel like some people aren't really educated before going in. Go in, study the wrong thing, come out, and it's like, I can't find a job. It's
I
like,
definitely
well, you didn't do
think
your research.
That's a thing. Like, people need to be more educated on university, full stop, because I had no idea. I thought that I had to go. Like, I thought there was no other option. I didn't realise. I wasn't pushed by my parents. It was the school. If you go to university, you can come and sit with all of us and have a presentation. And if you're not, you can go and sit in the back in the corner and colour in or something like that. So I was like, oh, well, I have to go to uni because, like, I'm smart. Like, it's not that I'm not smart. I can go to uni. Mm. I can get in. So I actually got my offer to go and do business studies with sport as a degree.
Yeah.
And I sat and I thought about it and I thought, you didn't enjoy sixth form. You want a business, you don't need a business degree. Why are you going to put yourself through 3 years of something that you know that you're not going to like?
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I don't want to.
That's good. Yeah.
And it worked out okay. It worked out okay.
Oh my God, I have friends that didn't go to university and now they're doing things that they really love, like business related, property related, and they didn't need it. And they're making more money than me, do you know? So like, it just really depends on your passion. I think if you've got a passion for something, that's what's important, not a degree.
Yeah, you've got a passion. You can make money doing anything if you're passionate about it and you know what you're doing and you get the right help.
So, yeah, the answer to that question, I think we would... I don't know about you.
I would.
But I think we agree that you shouldn't...
I definitely would.
That's the
I think we think like you don't have to go to uni. It depends on what you'd want.
I would, I would never force my child to go, but it would be like I would have that conversation about do you want to go? Why don't you want to go? And, like, why don't you want to go?
You don't want to go? Get the fuck out of my house.
Ooh, I like this one.
Right.
I struggle a lot personally with my anxiety when it comes to exams. So I was wondering if any of you had any tips on how to boost your confidence when it comes to that. I had the worst anxiety.
Me.
Why are you laughing? It's not even funny. Like,
I was unbothered.
She didn't have this. She didn't have this problem.
I was like, that next time, I was like,
I couldn't sleep. Like, I was doing all nighters. Like, I wouldn't sleep for 24 hours.
Thinking about
it
now.
I slept in the library under the table.
Why?
I literally slept in the
thinking about it now.
Why?
It was so bad. I got, like, misdiagnosed with a heart condition. Because they didn't. My anxiety was so bad. They actually thought I had, like, Down syndrome.
Can I just say the best thing to do?
Failing.
Yeah, I mean,
it was failing. It wasn't even failing. It was like not getting a first class or not getting over 70%.
Yeah, that I had to get. Did you have to get over 70%?
Yeah, that was my
Oh my God, guys. My degree, I had to get over 70%. It was pressure. But can I just say the best tip ever before going into the exam is to have a chocolate bar with nuts in it.
What does that do?
I swear to God.
Nuts. Why nuts? Why not caramel? Why
caramel nuts? Not? As long as it's chocolate with some nuts in there, like I swear to God, it didn't fail me once. I'd have that chocolate every time before I went into the exam. And I never failed every time I had the chocolate. If I don't have that chocolate.
You fail though.
I swear.
Believe me.
The nuts.
Nuts do.
What?
Good. Okay. What? Anyway, let's get back to exams. We are on the exams.
I thought we were talking about
it. We were talking about the exam. Okay. before in an exam, I used to just think, like, is this the be all and end all of my life? Like, I'm okay.
But when you're in that moment, it is, though.
That used to help me.
You've got to put it in perspective, like.
That used to help me. She is on point with that. Because, you know, when I used to get really stressed out, and my mum started feeling really bad about pushing me to go into uni and doing all this, and she started seeing me stressed, and she was like, okay, it's my fault. Then she'd turn around and be like, Anna, it's okay, calm down. If you fail, it's not the end of the world.
Or there's other options. You know what it is? It's not that big of a deal.
Maybe just because I'm like a stressor and I'm an overthinker. Because I'm like, okay, I fail and then I repeat. But I'm capped at 40.
But if you fail... And then it, okay, it fucks and, up and my if GPA. You were capped at 40, then what? So?
It fucks my GPA up. What's and then I go from a 1.1 to a 2.1. My overall grade.
Okay.
What defines
and
if you
get... And let's say you failed the whole thing.
The whole exam? Though. Yeah,
like, no, but dead though. You like, can still see, you can still read, you can still taste, you can still, like, do you know what I mean?
Like, your family, like, you've still got everything, you've got health, it doesn't matter.
But in that moment, you can't.
In that moment is the moment that you need to think, I've got my friends, I've got my family, I'm healthy, I'm good. Like, it doesn't matter if you fail an exam, like, I failed plenty of exams. I'm sure I got a U in something, like, but I don't know what it was now. I don't care.
If you're not going to be stressing about it in a year or two from now, then it's not
the forget about it.
So even if you failed your whole thing, you would have still been, you would have still been sitting here right now with me and Amber.
Exactly.
You know? And exactly. That's the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Look at it.
So you always got to think, you know? Anyway, guys, look, exam tips is don't stress. Think about, like, it's
family,
not the end of
health,
the world.
Friends.
It's not the end of the world. It's not worth you putting yourself through that. And have a chocolate bar before you go.
With nuts. Chocolate bar with chocolate nuts. Bar with nuts. With the nuts.
Nuts always help. Oh. I mean, not always.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, this one I can definitely relate to. Did you ever face bullying at school and how did it make you feel? Wow. Were you guys bullied at all?
I don't know if I was, like, bullied, but, like, I just felt like I could never, like, truly be myself, like, 100%. I feel like I just kind of struggled with, like, confidence when I was, like, younger. So I don't think I was bullied, but I was, like, in a shell. I just wasn't me.
Were you scared of being bullied then?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
You didn't want to, like, be a target.
Be
so you
different.
Just kind of... you know, did what everyone just kind of did and just kind of kept yourself in the shadows recently.
Yeah, I was the same. Like, I was just an outsider. Like, people didn't understand my personality at that age. They were like, what the hell is
how
this?
Is
like,
how all three of us were, like, outsiders in school.
Is that why we're friends?
Like, I had a few friends, but I wasn't, like, in the main group like I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And they were like...
I would so imagine you to be.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, fucking be.
I would imagine you to be, like...
Well, I thought I was in my head, but I wasn't really, like, I was sitting by myself still, but I was like, I'm still, like, that bitch in that book.
I was bullied, like, literally bullied
really?
Hard. Yeah, like, my name, like, because my full name's Anahita.
I
used to be, like, Anteater. They used to kick my chair, like, and, like, the thing is, because I wouldn't be able to do all the things that other girls were doing, like, they were going out having boyfriends and stuff, and my mom, my parents were really strict, and, like... I just was not fitting in with anyone. I was so scared. I had confidence issues. And it just really, like, upsets me now because I wish I could turn back time. But I'll tell you one thing, right? Being bullied has given me the confidence now.
Yeah.
To, you saw what I was like in the villa. No one can say shit to me
now. Two fucking days.
It's two days. See, I didn't let him get away with it. I will not let people get away with walking all over me now because of what happened to me, I think, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now it's given me that strength.
I think being an outsider helped me to be who I am now because now I'm unapologetically myself and I do not care. And I've got loads of friends.
Well, you too.
Yes.
Two of us. And I'd always think, like, when back then I used to think these girls were so cool and I wish I could be like them, look like them and go to the places that they do. And now I look back like...
It's mad how, like, everything just changes. Because at that time, you just wanted to be them.
And you want the whole, like, you want nothing more in the world than that.
And just to fit in.
But then in the future, you're like, No, I'm glad, actually. I wasn't, like...
But do you know what? Back then as well, we didn't have all this social media stuff. And now, like, there's social media. Do you not think it's harder?
Yeah,
because now kids will go onto social media and see what the popular kids are doing outside school, what they look like. I mean, social media is hard enough for us at our age, let alone, like kids.
People that go on holidays all the time. Oh, my God, it would have been a night. Like, I'm just glad. I'm glad. Because it's just... Instagram's just, like, people's highlights of their lives. So you see all the best bits and you scroll through and you think, I wish my life was like that. But you didn't know that when they posted that picture, they were crying in their room by themselves. Like, you just don't know what everybody's really doing.
And I would just say to those kids that, like, that happens at all ages. Like, you can look at people and think that they're living the life, or they're these popular people, or they're this, that, and other, but that's not really the truth.
Yeah. No, you have to concentrate on real life.
These bullies definitely have something wrong in their life for them to be bullying you, because no one that's truly happy, it's just like trolls. If you're really happy in your life, you're not going to be bullying other people. Me and you, when we're sitting on the sofa crying about some guy or some bullshit, we ain't on Instagram live.
No. That's
all undercover. But when we're out on a party, we're like,
people look
at us like, oh, we want to be like you. But they don't know that we also have downtime.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Like, okay, if you're getting bullied, I would definitely speak to someone and get help, because, like, it does have a serious effect on you if you just let it keep going on and on and on. So get help, whether that means going to your parents, a teacher, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if the parents don't help you and the teacher don't help you, then
help yourself.
You need to help yourself, babe. You need to stand up to those people.
And it's never your fault, because, you know, sometimes when you get bullied, you always feel like it's your fault, like you're doing something to make them bully you.
Yeah.
It's such, like...
But it's not the truth, though. Yeah. Those people that have serious problems in their life that make you...
That's the most important thing, is remembering that there's something wrong with them. That's their problem, not your problem.
And standing up to them is not going to do anything to you. Because I remember thinking, oh, if I stand up to them, they're going to beat me up. Or they're going to... They're humans. They're not Batman and Catwoman or anything. They're just humans.
Catwoman.
No, they can't do anything to you. You're a human. They're a human.
Yeah.
Always remember that. There's nothing that they've got that you don't have. And that's the main thing. When I came out of school, like, I kind of, like, was like, when I'm going to go into uni, I'm not going to let myself get bullied at all. So I went into uni, like, with a whole new persona, like, this new confident girl. And that's kind of just continued now. But other girls, like, do you think, like, it could happen at uni too, bullying?
I never thought about bullying in uni, because the type of people that went, or maybe I'm wrong, I just assumed the type of people that went to university weren't really, and we were more mature.
I never personally saw anyone get bullied.
I think bullying happens everywhere.
That's true.
It can happen at work. It can happen at uni.
Yeah. I just never kind of associated bullying in university. Maybe just me being naive, but maybe because I never seen it actually happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw a lot of bullying happen in school, some in college, but I didn't see it happen in uni. Like, no, personally, I didn't see it happen in uni, but it must happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it in the workplace, definitely. I think it can happen anywhere. Because there's always people that aren't happy with their lives, so I try to bring other people down. That, to me, is bullying.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not saying something nice, then you're bullying someone, unless it's constructive criticism or something like that. Yeah. But I feel like if you're doing something intentionally, you hurt someone's feelings, and that's bullying. And I see that a lot in the workplace as well.
Bullying is so much deeper than people think, because it affects you, and it can affect you for a long time after you leave as well. And I just feel like more should be done about it, really.
Yeah, because I think it's all fun and games one day, and then they could catch you on off day, and then it just ruins everything.
Yeah.
Like, I can laugh at people saying nasty things, like, for a good day, but a series of things going wrong and then somebody saying something nasty just could just push them, like, push somebody over the edge. Like, it's horrible.
And you start, I think the worst thing is you start to believe what people are telling you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, ingrained in your brain. So when something happens, it's the first thought you think about.
Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, I just hate bullies.
No, I feel sorry for people that feel like that's the way that you're supposed to go on as a person, because there's something not right inside for you to want to do that to somebody else. I just feel sorry for them. Like, I'm sorry that you feel that way with your life.
But the more that they keep bullying, like, these other victims, like, it really affects them so deep. And, like, I'm so lucky that I've come out of it as a strong person, but there are people that come out of it and they're just forever
scarred.
Yeah. And it's horrible.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about whether we don't really see bullying firsthand in university, because it's, like, more of, like, discriminative bullying, where, like, you just kind of don't speak to someone or don't include someone just on, like, race, gender, stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Yes. Bullying is making someone feel shit.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I think the difference in it being in school and being when people are adults is that it's very much hidden. It's not as like kids would just sit at your face or go and punch you or do something like. But I think like when you're adults, it's more calculated so that it doesn't look like bullying or that it doesn't seem like bullying everyone else, but the person feeling it still feeling exactly the same.
Even in the industry that we're in now, I mean, since I'm coming out of pharmacy and coming out of the villa, I feel like there has been a lot of that sort of, it's like it's so calculated and it's so done in a way where it's not like bullying, but it is.
You can't notice it, but it's still apparent to the people that it's happening to.
Like, it's not direct.
So if you say but something
you feel like that,
if you say something, you look crazy.
Or what happened, angry black.
Or,
Aggressive.
Or even what happened to me at the other awards. Like, these little things that happen, it is so upsetting. And I honestly, like, after that happened, I'm not gonna lie, I cried. Amber saw me crying. She tried to knock on my door and come into my room. And I was like, ah!
I'm crying, I swear.
It's so cute. And like, I felt like it, when I think about it now, like, you see, I would never have associated it with bullying, but like when I think about it now, it kind of is, but it's just done like exactly what you said in a calculated way. But
I think a lot of it is like inclusion as well. Like, before Love Island and before this whole, like, I didn't really struggle with like inclusion, but now I struggle with it a lot. Like, even just going on like influencer trips or just going to like certain events, I just don't feel included.
I feel like all three of us felt that in there and now a lot.
In there, straight
it was
away.
The worst.
In there,
I couldn't believe it.
Away in that villa, straight away, I would have walk out if it wasn't for you two. I wouldn't go.
But that's the thing, we stuck together, and I feel like anybody that's experiencing it, the best thing to do is talk about it.
Yeah.
And stick with the people that are love
get
you.
Get some
care
good friends
you.
To push you to win the damn show. Because it doesn't matter.
We pulled each other through. Do you know, you were going to walk out so many times.
I was ready to go.
You were crying on a bench with Sharif. And I was like, just wait.
The first, I think, when did I crack? The second day? Balling.
You were crying and you were like, and we were like the free bit of bitches.
I was inconsolable.
We were calling ourselves the free bit of bitches.
Yeah.
Because we just felt so left out and like, it still continued.
Just not wanted. It wasn't that. It was just not wanted, not.
And since we've come out, it's continued. It has continued, but like, I just feel like these things one day, like, it just makes us, it makes us stronger. And I feel like the real people will one day.
I would rather it. We've got to work harder. What's wrong with that? The people are going to fall off that get everything given them on a plate.
Well, cheers to that, guys.
You can find me on Instagram at Amber Rose Gill.
You can find me on Instagram at Yuandi_Biala.
You can find me at AnnaBikini_.
Join us next week for another episode of
Reality Check! If you've suffered from bullying or know anyone having to deal with issues of bullying, then please contact the Bullying UK helpline on 0808 800 2222.
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.